I'd like to talk about a few things today. Isaiah speaks from devastation to hope. Jesus says, repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And what does it mean to drop our nets to follow Jesus? And the importance of this Sunday in ordinary time. From Isaiah, the northern kingdom of Israel has been invaded by the Assyrians. The two tribes, Zebulun and Naphtali, were the first to fall to the Assyrian invasion. The prophet Isaiah speaks words of anguish, darkness, gloom, and distress, signal for tough times are ahead. Think of hearing these words as your people, neighbors, best friends who did survive the war are now being led into captivity. The prophet now shifts his focus to a royal child who will be a sign of salvation, abundant joy, and great rejoicing. People who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. From our gospel today, our Lord is returning from the time in the wilderness to his home in Galilee. Prompting this move was the news that John the Baptist being taken into custody. Jesus moves out to Capernaum to begin his public ministry. Capernaum is on the northwest shore of Galilee. It is a place of importance. It is a first century commercial fishing village. It is close to a major Roman road, which connects Galilee with Syria to the north. Matthew sees this move to Capernaum as significant, a fulfillment of the Isaiah prophecy. It is in this area where the first two tribes, Zebulun and Naphtali, were exiled by the Assyrians in the 8th century. In accordance with Assyrian policies at the time, the most educated, wealthy, people of property were deported and made servants by their captors. This left the land desolate, and only the elderly, the poor, and the sick remain. Given this bleak, gloomy, and grim history of this area, we have Jesus choosing this place to begin his public ministry. It suggests that the first Israelites to experience the darkness of conquest, exile, and devastation will now be the first to see the light of God's goodness in the Messiah. From devastation and ruins comes renewal, restoration, joy, and most importantly, hope. What will Jesus do in Capernaum? Matthew uses many expressions in his gospel account, but the words from that time on is to make an important transition in his storyline. He uses it to start Jesus' public ministry. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." We heard this from John the Baptist. We hear this when our Lord sends out his disciples on their first public ministry. He is challenging his disciples and us today to be open to changing one's mind, to turn around when we are not going in the correct direction. The Greek word for this is metanoia, to adopt a new way of thinking, to change one's heart. So what does this mean for us today? From Isaiah, we have the prophet speaking about anguish, darkness, gloom, and distress. As the tribes of Zebulun and Naphtali are devastated by the Assyrian invasion, yet the prophet gives out hope, a royal child to come. In today's gospel, Jesus begins his ministry in Capernaum, the very area where the first two tribes were overrun by the Assyrians. Our Lord does not go to the synagogue or schools to find his disciples. No. He goes to an industrial fishing village and finds Simon and Andrew, James and John, leaving family, the fishing business, and all that they knew in life to follow a man they just met, announcing, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Why would they do such a thing? Let's think about this for a moment. You are living in the land of Zebulun and Naphtali. Your country has been taken over many times. Your own people sent into exile and certain death. The only strategic importance of the area is the sea with its commercial fishing. Why did they drop their nets? I believe they saw hope from this man from Nazareth who wanted to develop a personal relationship with his friends. Well, how can we do this today? Pope Francis issued an apostolic letter making this weekend the Word of God Sunday. Let us remember that reading sacred scripture is important to all of us. There are many resources available: Bible in a Year programs, podcasts, The Word Among Us, Bible studies. The church offers booklets on the Word of God from time to time. Jesus, as the living Word of God, showed his apostles and disciples how to have a personal relationship with God. He changed their lives. Jesus, as the written Word of God, wants to open our minds to the understanding of scriptures and to change our lives as well. The disciples took a chance to develop their friendship with our Lord from a place of desolation in Capernaum. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we may be living in some form of desolation, job, family, health issues. Perhaps we are clinging to our nets of despair. Perhaps Isaiah's prophecy still speaks words of hope today. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in a land of gloom, a light has shone. You have brought them abundant joy and great rejoicing. For the yoke that burdened them, the pole on their shoulder, and the rod of their taskmaster, you have smashed. They dropped their nets and followed Jesus. He is asking us to let go of our nets and to follow him.